Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's home and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood before him and, wiping his feet, began to bathe his feet in her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed him with the ointment. The Pharisee who had invited him saw this and said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to pay the debt, he forgave them both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she is anointing my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence she has sown great love. But the one whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this one who forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord.
A very good priest friend of mine, when I was a newly ordained priest, told me, "It's much more important that when we die, that God looks into our heart and says, 'You were far more merciful than you needed to be.'" In other words, we can never stop being merciful with each other, can we? And oftentimes, those that God is asking us to be merciful towards are those that we live with, our family, our co-workers, those that we often see the most. Because, let's be honest, we're human, and there are times where we're just going to drive each other crazy. And our patience sometimes is going to be worn out. But there's other in our society that need our mercy just as much. Those that are most vulnerable in our midst, we have an opportunity to build people up as his people, to not tear people down. So when we die, I hope and pray that every single one of us here at Holy Family, that we will be so merciful that Jesus is going to just smile and say, "Welcome home." Our gospel is very tough to live out, but if we choose to do so, we're doing exactly what our Lord is asking us to do. So remember, as Jesus forgives us time and time again, we are called to extend that mercy and forgiveness to one another. So who is it that you need to be more merciful to on this Thursday?